Section 2. Further reading. The finite element concept. A simple description of the finite element concept can be given through study of the stress analysis problem of the thin plate shown in figure 9.1. The plate is supported at the points A and B and is loaded by concentrated forces at the points C, D, and E. It has constant thickness T in the direction perpendicular to the XY plane, which lies midway between the flat surfaces of the plate. The state of stress at any particle, say N, in this plate consists of direct stresses, sigma X and sigma Y, and a shear stress, TXY, as illustrated in figure 9.2. Note that because of the thinness of the plate, these stresses are taken as constant across the plate thickness. Also, it is assumed that stress normal to the plate and shear stresses acting in the direction normal to the plate are negligible and can be disregarded. Such conditions are termed the plane stress state. The stresses sigma x, sigma y, and txy vary from point to point in the xy plane, and it is the purpose of analysis to calculate the intensity and spatial variation of these stresses. Before examining the manner in which the finite element method enables the calculation of the stresses, strains, and displacements of the plate, we examine briefly the structural analysis of the planar truss structure shown in figure 9.3a. This truss is supported and loaded at the same points as the plate of figure 9.1. As is now familiar, the analysis of the truss can be accomplished by isolating the respective members as shown in figure 9.3b, forming the stiffness equations of these members and constructing and solving the algebraic equations resulting from the summation of the stiffness equations at the joints. Accepting numerical errors, this solution is exact. An analogous approach can be taken in the case of the plate if that structure is visualized as consisting of planar elements in a plane stress state and if stiffness equations can be constructed for such elements. In figure 9.4a, for example, the plate is idealized by means of triangular planar elements whose boundaries lie along the lines of the truss structure of figure 9.3. A typical triangular element is pictured in figure 9.4c, as will be shown subsequently, and in contrast to the truss structure, the accuracy of the solution obtained when using the planar elements depends on the number of elements employed. Thus, a more accurate solution would involve a finer gridwork and more elements, as illustrated in figure 9.4b. The stiffness equations for the typical triangular element, figure 9.4c, consist of relationships between the forces at the vertices and the vertex displacements. If such relationships are established, then the construction of global equations for the complete plate structure, written for points at which the triangular element vertices join, follows identically the procedure for truss analysis by the structural matrix method. There are noteworthy distinctions between the representation of the truss and that of the plate. By summing up the truss element forces at each joint in each coordinate direction and equating the resultant to the corresponding applied loads, the conditions of equilibrium within the truss are fully accounted for. connection of the truss members at the joints also ensures that the truss displaces as a structural identity without any discontinuities in the pattern of displacement. The truss solution is exact within the confines of our assumption that the joints are pinned and no flexural behavior takes place. If the individual truss members were subdivided into smaller elements and an analysis performed of this more refined representation, the solution would not change. The finite element solution for a continuum structure, such as the thin plate of figure 9.4, is not exact, however. To illustrate this point, we assume that the triangular elements of figure 9.4 have been formulated on the basis of displacement functions that vary quadratically over the surface of elements. Such functions would simply be generalizations into two dimensions of the one-dimensional displacement function. Figure 9.5a portrays the displaced states of two representative elements. When these mathematical models of the elements are joined, there will be a lack of continuity of the edge displacements of the elements along the juncture line, figure 9.5b. A quadratic function is defined uniquely by three points, and since only the two endpoints of the element interface participate in defining the shape of displacement along an edge, the displacements of the edges of the respective elements will differ except for special cases. Connection of the elements at the vertices enforces the continuity of the displacements only at those points. As more elements are used, figure 9.5c, the disparity of the displacements of the adjacent element edges is reduced, and the error in the solution due to this condition is reduced. This error is in the class of idealization error, and is in particular denoted as discretization error.